How often do you think about the end? The legacy you want to leave behind? The ripple effect you'd like to leave in the world? I know all too well how fragile life can be, not just from professional experience, but losing loved ones myself. You see, we are just two generations from being forgotten in most instances. So here would be your first advice of the day. Start that podcast. Write that book. Start a vlog or blog. Keep a journal for them to read. And for God's sake, get an estate plan done. Always keep God at the forefront of your life. When we place our identity or idols above God, He will course correct us, sometimes in some really painful ways. Parents out there and people that aspire to be parents someday, show up. That's it. Do your best to be at things your kids care about. I can't make it to everything, but I do my damn best. And that's all we can do as parents, our very best. Be kind and respectful always, while not being afraid to stick up for yourself when the time arises. There will be times in life where you get knocked down, times when you get kicked down, times when you feel like there's absolutely no way you could get back up. And it's those times when you do that makes all the difference. We get back up. We put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward.
This is Sparta!
Welcome back to Spartan Leadership. I'm your host, Josh Kosnick. And if you haven't been with us before, we got a couple different ways that we come to you with these podcasts. One is usually a leader-to-leader conversation where I'm bringing in a high-powered person that's a leader in their community, their business, their life, and we're having a great conversation to pour into you and have a massive impact. Another episode that we'll do once a month is Leadership in Review, where we're actually assessing some of the mostly politics, politicians, some corporate and societal things that we'll address, but showing people how to have a contentious conversation and still come out friends in the end. Today, though, we're going to do a solo podcast. I had something on my heart that I wanted to make sure to just speak into the world. So today, you just get me, the camera, and the microphone, and hopefully this lands with you well. So that being said, before we get into it, I'd like to remind you to share this episode. If this touches you in any sort of way, if this hits home, if you're impacted by it at all, please share it. We don't run ads. We're just trying to spread the impact. And so the only way to do that is for you to share these episodes. So I appreciate those that do. And for those that have not yet, please do, because I know you're tuning in. You're getting an impact either way. All right, let's get into it. How often do you think about the end? End of life. You not being here, that's what I'm talking about. How often do you think about the end? The legacy you want to leave behind. The ripple effect you'd like to leave in the world. I'm willing to bet it's actually not as often as it probably should be. And I think that's a problem. Stephen Covey, in his masterpiece of a book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, by the way, little side note, if you have not read that, please do. It's one of my top three most recommended and favorite books of all time. It took 20 years of research to accumulate the knowledge in that book. It's been remastered a couple different times. Pick up the newest version. You won't be disappointed. Anyhow, one of the key habits from that book is begin with the end in mind. Well, there is no greater end than end of life. The problem is none of us know when our end will be. I've shared the story of how my podcast began a couple times, but I don't know that I've shared it with all of you Spartans, at least formally. So over 3 years ago, my then marketing director, Chad Gaffney, shout out Chad, came to me and told me that he thought I should begin a podcast interviewing local leaders. Now, he had all the business reasons, right? So it would broaden my connection to the community. It would bring more exposure to the financial firm. It would position me as a thought leader in the community. He had all the great info and reasons that made business sense. That's not the reason I decided to start the podcast. The original podcast that I started was titled Inspire People and Impact Lives. If you guys scroll down the Spartan Leadership feed, you'll find some of those episodes. Trust me, I'm getting better and better. I listen to those old episodes, and I wasn't bad. I won't say that I was bad, but you know, you learn and you grow. So there's some great info, great guests that I'll always respect for helping me kick off the original podcast. But no, the reason I told them that I would do the podcast had to do with my kids. At the time, I was in the financial planning business. I dealt with planning for people's futures while also preparing for life's worst occurrences. I've sat across kitchen tables and delivered death claims, checks, after a husband or wife died tragically or suddenly. I know all too well how fragile life can be. Not just from professional experience, but losing loved ones myself. So for me, starting something where my voice could be forever heard by my children and all the way to my great, 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 great grandchildren, they'd always have my voice, my thoughts, my philosophies, my laugh, and so much more. You see, we are just two generations from being forgotten in most instances. Think about in your own life. Did you know your great-grandparents? Do you even know the names of your great-great-grandparents? Think about that. You're just two generations from being forgotten. So here would be your first advice of the day. Start that podcast. Write that book. Start a vlog or blog. Keep a journal for them to read. And for God's sake, get an estate plan done. So today's podcast is for my kids. Okay, it's for you as well. You'll learn a lot from what I have to say, as always. But because it's just me and the camera today, there are going to be some things I say that I want my kids to always know. And I hope that you are saying some of these things in your words to your kids as well. So let's keep first things first. Ironically, another Stephen Covey habit. So let's go with lesson number one. Always keep God at the forefront of your life. Don't ever place your identity in anything other than God. There have been two times in my life where I did this, and now I think I've fully learned the lesson. At least I hope so. The first time was when I stopped playing football in college. I wasn't injured. I didn't get kicked off the team or anything. It was my choice to stop playing. And at that time, I identified as a football player. I didn't actually go to college to go to college. I went to college to continue playing football. So when I stopped doing that, I lost who I was. And there were some depressive thoughts that came after that. And very shortly after that, I dropped out of college. And then most recently, when my previous company kicked me to the curb, that was another kick in the gut. Because at that time, I know hindsight being 2020, my identity was found in my career. In fact, I would even say that my previous company was an idol of mine. As the Bible tells us, placing any idols above God and or placing your identity in anything other than God will leave us lacking. It will leave us empty. And sometimes it'll leave us heartbroken. When we place our identity or idols above God, He will course correct us, sometimes in some really painful ways. And I can speak from firsthand experience in that. So take this lesson from me before you make it yourselves. All right, secondly, Daddy loves you more than you will ever know. There's absolutely nothing that you could ever do or not do that will change that. Now, I wanted to say that directly to my kids so they could hear it, but I hope you tell your kids that as well. Same with this. I am so proud of you, and I always will be. I may not like every decision you make, but I will always find joy and take pride in being your father. It is crucially important that our kids hear that from us and from us regularly. I didn't hear that from my dad in childhood. Now, I always pause to pay my dad a compliment after saying this because he's done a much better job in my adult life, both telling me that he's proud of me and that he loves me. However, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was make him proud. And I didn't realize that or that I needed that until I grew up. My hyper-competitiveness is derived from my lack of affirmation from my dad as a kid. And I didn't realize this until actually just recently. I always knew that I don't need affirmation personally. In fact, my wife called me out on that because I don't affirm others as much as I should because I learned to live without it, not getting it as a kid. However, the hyper-competitiveness, if I could say that this morning, is a new epiphany. So I wasn't particularly good at school. I'm severely ADHD, and at my age that I am now, right, that wasn't really a diagnosis back then. It wasn't until I was 25 years old that I was diagnosed with ADHD. However, I was pretty naturally gifted at whatever sport I picked up, so I would lean into that. And there was this one moment where I'll never forget with my dad as a kid. At that time, I was about 10 or 11 years old. Soccer was my main sport at that time. I was on two teams. One, you know, a rec league team, and one I had qualified for this travel all-state team and made that. So I was a pretty good player. And there was one day I was playing with the rec league, and I had a great game. And I think I had three goals, some defensive stops that were pretty cool. I was in the zone, let's say. We get in the car after that game, and all I wanted was for my dad to tell me he was proud of me. And he sort of did, in a way. But I think this the way he did it hurt a little bit more than he would have realized. So there were some other parents in the stands that he was sitting next to, and his way of telling me that he was proud of me was saying that he overheard these other parents saying, man, I wish I had a kid like that on our team. I'll never forget that because I didn't want to hear it from the other parents. I didn't know them. I wanted to hear from my dad. So in that instance, I will never not tell my kids that I love them and that I'm proud of them. Now, I always, again, I want to give my dad another piece of credit. He was there. He showed up to my games. He chose a career that he could build his calendar around, that he could be there. And that's more than a lot of kids can say. So, Dad, I appreciate you being there to support me no matter what. Parents out there and people that aspire to be parents someday, show up. That's it. That's the lesson in that one. Do your best to be at things your kids care about. I've become a dance dad. I know nothing about it. And I'm lucky, I'm blessed that my wife Jenna knows a ton about that dance world. I think it's an absolutely crazy world. Crazy expensive, that is for dang sure. But I love the joy that it brings to my girls. So I show up for them, and I know it means the world to them that I'm there. I can't make it to everything, but I do my damn best. And that's all we can do as parents. Our very best. All right, lesson three. Be kind and respectful, always, while not being afraid to stick up for yourself when the time arises. This world can be cruel. People can be cruel. This lesson reminds me of some of the most powerful group of words, pigao, as one of my mentors would say, powerful group of words, ever penned. And they're by Mother Teresa. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Some of the most powerful words ever penned. Please take that poem to heart. Mother Teresa poem, look it up. There's plenty of places I know that you could get that. Put it on your wall, put it in your office, your home. It's a powerful reminder to be and give your very best to the world, no matter what comes your way. All right, lesson four, learn to control what you can control. There is so much outside noise, so much out of your control in life. Almost everything, in fact. What we control is how we show up. We can control our thoughts and emotions. We can control the words that come out of our mouths. And we can control our effort. I've used this lesson with many leaders I've developed over the years. There are three businesses, and you should only spend time, 100% of your time, in one of them. There's God's business, there's others' business, or other people's business, and then there's your business. Guess which one you should spend 100% of your time in? If you guessed your own business, you would be correct. Because at the end of the day, you can't control God's business, and you can't control what others do. You can only control yourself and what you do. Lesson five, don't quit, ever. I ask this of my kids all the time, what do we do when we fall down? Their answer they've learned, we get back up. I've done that since they were little, and I reiterate it with them as they grow, because sometimes it's not just them falling down literally on the ground anymore, as it was often when they were little. Sometimes it's just getting kicked down a little bit emotionally, or not winning a dance competition, or not winning a football game for Cam. We get back up. We not only get back up, but we keep moving forward. There will be times in life where you get knocked down, times when you get kicked down, times when you feel like there's absolutely no way you could get back up. And it's those times when you do that makes all the difference. Against all odds, we fight. We get back up. We put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. God has our backs, and He will guide our paths. Don't ever quit. You only lose if you quit. All right, I want to bring this home with a really powerful question for all of you. So my last lesson today, what generational curses do you need to break? What generational curses do you need to break? Could be something small, could be something big. But you know what you'll never hear come out of my mouth? Well, my dad did that, or that's how I was raised. It's a cop-out. That's saying you don't have control or domain over your own being. It's bullshit. And any of you that say that or think that know it deep in your soul. So stop. Be the one. Be the one that changes your family tree. Be the one that raises emotionally resilient, respectful, and courageous children. Eliminate, or at the very least mitigate, emotional damage and pain so that you give your children the very best chance to be high-functioning adults. Some of you give your kids all the things you didn't have. Stop it. Give your kids all the tools emotionally and mentally you wish you had. Instead of giving them things, teach them things and give them experiences. All right, that's all I have for you guys today. I know it was a lot and it's heavy, and I know that I want my kids to hear everything that came out of my mouth today. Although at least one of them if they hear this and when they hear this, will give me crap about using the word bullshit. But one of my mentors told me it was a good word. So we're going to roll with that. I hope you guys were impacted today. And if you were, please share this episode. I wanted to get that off of my heart onto all of you. That's God speaking through me. So remember, Spartans, good and great are the enemies of possible. Lead like a Spartan today. We'll see you next time.